what a time we're entering into. Every time that I do this, it reminds me of when he taught me what private worship was about. Never will forget where I was and everything. Because it was a major, major change in my life. See, you can't tell him hour after hour out of your new nature how much you love him and not affect him in a way that he created us for. See, why do you think that in the Garden of Eden that Satan would come in and entice you? And Adam and Eve had the right to make the choice, see? I wondered about that a long time. Why? Why would he have a creation like this? First of all, Lucifer. And then sons and daughters. I mean, why did he make them where they could fall? Just fix it. If they can't fall, then you won't have all of this. See, but what he wanted, I mean, even him, was your fellowship. Cost heaven everything for you just to be able to lift your hands and say, it's me doing it. And I want you to know, Father, that I love you. I love you. See, if you were programmed, of course we taught on this, I'm not teaching now. He is. Of course he could just, you know, program you. I love you, I love you, I love you. All right. But see, he knows, no matter what hell throws at you, he knows that when you lift your hands, it's your choice to tell him how much you love him. And particularly when you do that in the middle of a crazy attack by the devil that makes no sense at all. What did I do? He'll come and just attack you and accuse God and doctrines and everything else. You know what it means to God when you just smile and say, shut up. I said, shut up.
What are you doing?
I am going to worship him.
You're going to worship him when you're dying and everybody around you is dying and you're broke and you have nothing and you're in torment and you're in pain. You're going to worship him.
You got it.
Well, why? Just go with me.
Because you're a loser. You're a loser. And I'm going to beat the daylights out of you for what you did to me. I'm coming out of this, and there isn't a thing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Yes. For when you worship and pray in the Spirit, you're setting yourself a direction. For you cannot worship and pray in the Spirit without setting yourself a direction. For when you do these things, you welcome me to come and to come in my strength and set your direction. For when you worship me, saith the Lord, again, as my sons and my daughters, that you put yourself in a place with me to where you recognize me as your father, and I recognize you as my sons and my daughters. Thank you not that I take great pleasure in answering your prayers and giving you the things that I have to give you. For it's the enemy that's accusing you. And I've always been here, and I've always enjoyed giving you the things that you love in the relationship and fellowship that I have with you. You're my sons and daughters. I don't hold back from you. Nor do I turn my back on any needs that you have. I'm here. So don't be programmed by the enemy. Be programmed by me and my word and what I have promised you. Whoa. Who's going to preach here today? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And this, well, that was supposed to have been English. I opened my... and Sanda, kore ale kore askur mi andasi. Eskore ale kese. En no hos kedo mala kese cheti. Eskese. Listen to what the Spirit would say. Have you not received a word from me and then forgot it? But when that came to pass, you remembered it. And you said, hey, I remember when you said that for me. Yes. In my heart, I asked him why he was saying this. It's because of a testimony that was brought to me that he wants you to understand. I start to move on in organizational style. I can do it. Three songs, a message, altar call. I can do that. If he'd quit interrupting me. Yes. For you that's wondering, and especially for you that's asking yourself about my order. The prophets spoke. They spoke in order. Three, and taking their turn. In the movements of the Holy Spirit, there's order. And there's order is because He brings it. But there is an order that you follow. There's the order that He brings, which always, always flows by my Spirit and what I am doing. So hear what the Spirit would say. He calls us. Because there came confusion on both sides, where I didn't get to move because they stuck to such an agenda, or where the movement was so free that much false movement was introduced in because no one was there to judge it. But hear what I have to say. There's a place where I'll operate. It's a place that exalts and lifts you up in the Spirit, not in the flesh, and supplies your needs. There's a movement of my Holy Spirit that's been offered to the church if they're willing to receive it and let me move. Yet there's an order that I bring, and you stay to the order until I intervene over special things have been prayed and movements of the Spirit and miracles. But in all of this, you'll find order because my hand is in it. The order you stick to when I don't move much, and the order you stick to when it's genuinely me moving, saith the Lord. If those that are in, what? Beyond us gates? Oh, okay. Yet that those who are responsible for my movings, those who are called, then they supposed to know the difference. Not to shut me off where I can't move, or turning it into wild chaos for nobody gets anything on it. But there is a place. There's a place where the needs are met, where I get to speak the genuine word, and you'll leave edified and satisfied in me, saith the Lord. Ooh, I like that. Problem is, when I can hear what he says, like in the spirit, following tongues, sometimes I don't get to say much. You don't have to have fear. You don't have to be afraid. My peace is a dominant move of the Spirit. And every time we'll deliver you, when there's the possibility of being delivered. But at times I've used people in their testimony to minister to those who hated them. And sometimes there was cost to that. But many, many were saved as the results of those who were not afraid to go into places that nobody would go. And when I can move, I'll move to the nth degree in every situation that I'll send you to. Be oskilet. Torekinomaskilasa. Shukereskisakia. Haneskisi. For I'm saying these things, for I've wanted to say them now just for a short time, that much is coming and it's going to begin to come to pass that you've been believing for many years. And most of the time when I say it's coming soon, you look at that as days or a week, where I look at it in months and years of time of preparations and getting ready. But you can rest assured, the way I used to talk to you when you begin to pray, I'm going to start talking to you again like that. Because something genuine is heading our way, and you need to hang on, because it'll be a great time of the movings of the Spirit. All right. How many knows it's been a while since he talked like that? I needed two microphones to get that one. Say, what do you have two? Because I'm speaking the two languages. I speak in English and some. Are you having a good time? I am. At least when you go to eat, you can say that passed pretty quick. Okay, where's that heart? Where's that heart at? Your bad heart? The doctor told you. How'd you like not to have that anymore? Would you like that? Then you can pray like 60, 70 hours straight. Where are you? First I just saw the heart. Then I saw a report on it. So obviously you've been checked. How would you like to be checked again with nothing? Come. Come. Come to the prayer line in the wild church. Come to the green while you can. There is no word that goes on like this unless they open the Bible. Maybe unless they don't open it. Where are you? I know you've made your stand. I know that. But this is part of your stand. In other words, he's come to do it. Come. How many ever remember somebody not being here? They're here. You hold on to that for me. I'm getting tired. Okay. Come. I can't let this go till he does. There's more at it at stake than you think. Come. Come. The church knows that in the past he would do this. And usually he would use it because it was direct to get to somebody that wasn't receiving. And sometimes they didn't like to come up right away, but he loves them just the same. Or they believed that they were healed and he was trying to deliver it to them. Dunkora ascolere. Come. Jandi scola hadokrasama. Come. Please. Come. And how soon will I be healed? Today. Come. You know why he does this to me? Because he knows I hear him. And I won't stop. I mean, for a reasonable time.
Well, it looks like you didn't hear him.
I don't care. I know I did. I've already been through this. But come. Come.
I like standing for my friend Billy. He's been talking to him at the hospital.
He's there now? Okay, I didn't get any details. I meant all I saw was the heart. What's his name?
Billy.
And that's why he's there.
Yeah.
And he's
and
just
congestive,
in?
They said congestive heart failure is what they're saying. Doctors say that.
All right. This is how you'll find out.
How are we?
Come right over here by him. Now this is, you are to him the one, you got up for your heart. I thought it was connected with him till just now. Like the person he's believing for. But are you ready to be healed? There you go. All right. What's your name again?
Billy.
Fathers, he's standing in for Billy. He's in the hospital. We want to thank you that he'll tell him what happened. And who done this? That Jesus, you came and rescued Billy. So Father, in Jesus' name, we lay hands on him. He's receiving here and Billy is receiving there. In the name of Jesus, you got it. Whew. You call him up or something. Listen. He didn't turn loose of me yet. How many knows if he is really saving a life that he will hold a service over. How many knows? How many knows this is about you, not us? This is you. I just love the people that you help me when I say that. Do you know how accountable I would be if I didn't use the time that you would buy me and the time to pray and this and that that you give? And you know how accountable I would be if I threw your time and my time away both? You think we don't appreciate that? I wept and I wept and I wept when I went full time. The weeks went by and I run out. 2 months behind charging at the store, or three. My rent was behind 2 or 3 months. But I held my ground. Then this preacher needed me to drive him to Salem, Oregon from Oak Ridge. And I drove him. And I was just standing there, and the guy went up and gave me a note, and I opened it to read it, and then I'd seen the check, and I thought, you don't look at that in front of somebody, so I stuffed it in my pocket and run in the bathroom. 40 years ago, when I opened it, 700 $36 40 years ago. The next day I walked over a little tributary creek off the Willamette. I made it to the middle of the little bitty bridge and I lifted my hands up and just cried and wept. I said, I'd have killed to preach. You're going to pay me for it? I thought I was in heaven. You're ready, aren't you? It's over. You be healed. I want you to raise your hands up. Can work on that all we want. We're not going to get it anywhere. You ready?
Yep.
Jesus' name. Ooh. Can't get it back now. Well, you got a double curvature. You don't mind being a little taller, do you?
Nope.
You are. About an eighth of a quarter of an inch. And you know what else? You're healed. Na 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 na. Woo! Isn't God something? He's your father. Hallelujah. For there's those of you who know that my hand is on you, but you need to know this also, that I'm not training you just to face regular religion and minimum edification. I'm training you and raising you up that you'll go on to the stronger and more powerful signs and wonders. For there's many places that I desire to send, but there is few that can be sent. And know this, that the devil will fight you over time, especially in this season, from praying in tongues, because he cannot afford to let you work God's plan in your life until it begins to come to pass. Think, what kind of father do we have? Then when we don't know how to pray, he says, excuse me, but I'll do it for you. Not only will it do it for you, And then he'll pray out what it is you really need and then answer it. What do we want? That's why the devil fights praying in tongues so much. We say tongues, well, basically another language. But if the origin of it is really God, no wonder you're edified. Come on. Well, I'm not, you know, it's to be interpreted. No, when you're praying in it, you're speaking mysteries. That is, you're causing the mysteries of the gospel, which is who Christ is in you, the hope of glory. You're praying that whole realization till it comes alive in you. That's called building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, and it does another thing too. It keeps you in the love of God. I just did that so you'd think I did it on purpose. Then I thought, you don't even act out lies in church. I'm trying to move on, but it's not my agenda. Hello, Hekai. For I can tell you the answer to what you've been wondering. And about the time that you convinced that you are, then the enemy comes along and convinces you that you're not. So I can tell you that you are. And as you increase in hearing my voice, then you'll be able to walk down a more narrow path. But yes, in answer to your question, my hand is upon you. You do have a call. I had a lot of fun today. It was a live message. Instead of reading about a miracle, you watched them. Well, you're here and you say, what shall I receive after I receive the Holy Spirit, His power? His power. And to think of it, when God looked at the creation and men and He says, oh, look, they're going to serve us. And they didn't. They fell because they're free-willed. So He says, what are we going to do? We'll give them law and everything. Then you'll die in their place. And then we'll give them your standing. Then we'll have them back. Okay. Oh, they'll have a new spirit and everything. You think they'll pray then? I think so, with our nature. And they watch them. No, oh, okay. They take good offerings, so. So, of course, we don't have a glorified body yet, but they watch him and they go, well, it looks he's trying with the new nature, but I guess one of us, Holy Spirit, how about you? Why don't you go take your boat up in them and then they will receive our power and then they will surely pray. So they go and they don't do nothing. They go, well, I kind of felt like praying yesterday a little, you know, bind the devil and call in revival, but I forgot. And I guess we're going to have to do their praying for them, you know. We'll create a special language, and all they have to do is open their mouth. We'll create the prayer, we'll deliver it, we'll answer it. Do you think we can get them to do that? Think about it. Well, we can try. But the best we get from some of them is that passed away with his mouth. What are you saying? There's no more apostles either? I mean, how come they had it so good and we don't? Come on. Why did that stuff all fade out? They needed it and we don't? Anything the early church had, you can have. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on. Do you know sickness and disease has to listen to you? I mean, you don't have to go into church. It isn't the church that makes them holy. It isn't the church that makes it work. Well, I pray for them in church. Why don't you go out and pray for them on the sidewalk? Did you know that you'll get more miracles out there? Well, how come? Because they don't know how to unbelieve. Well, if you say so, I do. It don't hurt anymore. If you get a sinner and pray for him, you know, well, won't you let God take that? You talk to him. And then when it goes, if you've ever seen shocked expressions, unless it's yours, they go, it's gone. You go, it is. Listen, you're here. There's a language you can pray in that's guaranteed to edify you through the understanding of the mysteries that's been in God since the foundations of the world manifested in Christ. He that prays in unknown tongues speaks not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, this man is speaking mysteries. Mysteries out of the range of unassisted natural apprehension can be made known only by divine intervention of the Holy Spirit. That's what you're praying hour after hour. Ora após ora, Portuguese. Well, I can't speak with tongues. That's because you're sitting there in the chair and not up here on the green line. Anybody? I can't speak with tongues, and you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit today? Come on.